Welcome to Foursquare Gospel Church, the assembly of the unlimited people. We're about to listen to a life transforming message and we hope you are blessed from it. Kindly subscribe to our YouTube channel to stay connected and click on the notification button to stay updated on our posts. Here comes the word for today and we hope you are blessed.
Beyond harassment, and that has been taken from the book of Ephesians chapter 49. There you'll find the story of Jacob blessing his children. And specifically, he made this pronouncement unto Joseph. Genesis 49 from verses 22 to 26. The Bible tells us in that passage, it says, Joseph is a fruitful boy, even a fruitful boy by a well, whose branches run over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hand were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From hence it is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Even God, the God of thy fathers, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty who shall bless thee with blessings of heavens above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breast, blessings of the womb, blessings of thy fathers have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors unto the uttermost bounds of the everlasting hill. They shall be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. From that scripture, we saw the pronouncement of Jacob on Joseph. And I know that last week, justice must have been done to that. But I want us to understand from where I've just read that in verses 25, okay, verse 25, he describes that blessings. He says, even by the God of thy father who shall help thee, by the Almighty God who shall bless thee with blessings from heaven above. There is a blessing that comes from heaven above. That shall be yours in the name of Jesus. You know, the blessings that come from heaven above cannot be corrupted. It cannot be corrupted. It cannot be compared to blessings here on earth. That is the type of blessings that Jacob prophesied on Joseph. I prophesy into your life, blessings from above shall be your portion. The next thing he talked about is the blessings that come from beneath. Blessings that come from beneath. That is a blessing that, you know, when you look at it, blessings that come from beneath. Those of us who know some few things about mineral resources, you know the best of mineral resources, you get it from the deep. Your gold, you get it from the deep. Your petroleum, you get it from the, you dig deep to get such mineral resources. So when he talks of blessings from Benin, he talks of blessings that are rich, blessings that are precious. They shall be yours in the name of Jesus. Another way he describes that blessing is not just blessings from above, it's not just blessings from beneath. He says blessings of the breast. That's another type of blessings. And mothers will tell us there is a milk that flows from the breast when you have newly given birth to your baby. Until when you decide to wean your baby, that milk continues to flow. Am I right? That's another type of blessing. It's an ever-flowing blessings. They shall be yours in the name of Jesus. And then the fourth type of blessings, he says, is the blessing of the womb. You know, the Bible tells us that we should replenish the air, multiply. Okay? That's the commandment of the Lord to us, except that for those of us who are educated now, we just want to have one, two, and we say we are tired. May the Lord forgive us in Jesus' name. Because the Bible says we should multiply and replenish the earth. It's still part of the Bible. And that's why I'm appealing to our younger ones. They should fulfill Bible. They should fulfill Bible. Even if the old ones are saying, no, no, no. The young ones should do what? They should fulfill the Bible. But where I'm going is this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But where I'm going is the blessings of the womb is a blessing that when you keep producing until when you say stop or you enter menopause, pregnancy can come. Am I right? So I want you to see the dimension of the blessings that God talks about or that Jacob placed on Joseph. Blessings from above, blessings from beneath. Blessings of the breast, blessings of the womb. May they be yours in the name of Jesus. So you discover when you look at the dimensions of these blessings, they are such that because of the content and the context in which it comes, it's so huge. And when you are a child of God and you stand on God's word, you discover there will be a performance of that which God has said in your life, in Jesus' name. This morning, very quickly, having summarized what I have in there, I want to talk on what I've called overcoming the storms. Overcoming the storms. Turn with me to Psalm 107. Psalm 107. And I want to read verses 23 to 31. And I'm going to pray some specific prayer for some people this morning. Psalm 107, 23 to 31. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commanded and raised the stormy winds, which lifted up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heavens and they go down again into the deep. The soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at the wit's end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distress. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet, so he bringeth them unto their desired haven. And verse 31, oh, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Can I hear an amen in the house? Now, looking at this scripture very quickly, I want to talk on what I've said is overcoming the storms, and especially for storms that are raging, maybe in your business, maybe in your home, maybe in your academics, maybe in your health, overcoming such storms. In verse 23, where we have read, the Bible gives us a picture of the ship on a voyage doing business in great waters. Say, they that go down to the sea in ship, that do business in great waters. Give me the next verse. These, they see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For every business that you do is supposed to bring pleasantness, goodness, wonders into your life. It's like the merchant who goes over the sea in order to buy his goods. Thank God for aeroplane today. But in those days, anyone going overseas, and that's why they call it overseas, because you go over the sea. I'm told when, many, many years ago, it will take you some months to get to United Kingdom. But as technology improves, maybe a week, 2 weeks, but you go over the sea. And when you go over the sea, you see the wonders of the Lord as you go over the sea. That is how your business, my business, in every realm should be. Seeing the wonders of the Lord as you progress from one level to the other, moving towards your destination, moving towards your desired goal, moving towards the set objectives that you have set. But as good as that picture of going on a voyage is, you discover that along the pathway, some things will happen. So that's why I'm not surprised. If in your going through your business, you now discover some things happening, it's not strange. Look at our passage of scripture that we have read. Look at verses 25 and 26. It tries to give us the picture of a storm that could come in the voyage. He said, he that commanded and raised a stormy wind, which lifted up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heavens. They go down again to the deep. Their soul is melted because of the trouble. The next verse. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wit's end. So, as we have the picture of that journey, in that picture, suddenly a storm arises. And what is a storm? A violent, disturbing wind that will throw everything off guard. So, when you go through your business endeavors and a storm comes, what should you do? But looking at the picture that we saw there, you find that the wind comes. It's a disturbing wind. And look at the way the Bible describes. He says, he comes and he throws the waters up. And what's the next scene? He takes it down. What's the next picture it gives to us? He says, he's like a man that is staggering. What's the next picture he gives us? He says, he comes to a point in which you are at your wit's end. What does that tell us? When a storm comes, you are destabilized. When a storm comes, you start to stagger. You don't know what to do. When a storm comes, you come to your wit's end. All your skill and wisdom is as if you are a nobody. And that comes suddenly. You remember Jesus and his disciples, they were crossing to the other side. And the Bible says, the storm came suddenly. So listen to me, church. Storms can come suddenly. And when it comes, it tries to destabilize. When it comes, all your wisdom, all your skill, is as if you don't know anything. You start to stagger. You are confused. That's a picture of a storm. And it can come at any time. And I know there are businessmen, businesswomen under the sound of my voice who are telling me, yes, that's what our business is going through. Yes, globally it is. But what should we do? If all I see in that passage is just this picture of the storm and nothing else, and all the disturbing features that I've described, it will have been woe to everyone. But look at what verse 29 tells us. Verse 29. No, give me the 8, sorry. Good. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distress. One of the first things I want to recommend, when the problem of a storm comes in whatever business you are doing, pray. Even within the storm. If you cry to the Lord, pray. What did I say you should do? What did I say you should do? Some of you are not talking. What did I say you should do? Pray. That should be your number one approach. I know psychology, logics will tell you that should be number 10, number 11. But if you are a true child of God, your number one approach is to pray. And if you are a child of God that can speak in tongues, also pray in tongues. To know what is the source of the storm. To know how to attack the storms. To know what strategy to use against the storm. And you know, as I was looking at that scripture, one of the things that struck my mind is that when you look at how the Bible describes the Holy Spirit when it came in the day of Pentecost, Acts of the Apostles chapter 2 and verse 2 tells us, he said, and the Spirit came like a mighty rushing wind. How did he come? A mighty rushing wind. So as I was looking at the scripture, you know, it was dropped in my spirit. When the storms of life comes, in whatever form, when you are attacked by the Holy Spirit, by a mighty rushing wind, because remember, the storm itself is a strong destructive wind, but now you are coming with a mighty rushing wind with the power of God. And one thing I know, when force meets force, the lower one will bow. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Because the wind that is blowing is a destructive one. It wants to destroy. And you cannot by your power confront such a force. I am stressing that. Not that there are no other things you should do, but that should be the primary one. Because it is spirit meeting with spirit. The storm that is blowing is a spirit force, is a wind. When you pray in the spirit, you are also attacking it with the mighty rushing wind of God. And whatever that force, it will surely bow. More so when you are praying in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, blessed name of Jesus, Satan, you've got to flee. When we pray in the name of Jesus, tell me who has the power to oppose. In the name of mighty Jesus, we are victory. So pray. It is when you must have prayed that whatever the tactics the Holy Spirit gives to you, you now start to implement. You know, the Bible gives us the story of Nehemiah. When Sambala, Tobiah, and Geshem came together to fight, and they said, what are you doing? What sort of business are you doing? This business will soon fall. And they said all they needed to do. Nehemiah chapter 4, I think from verse 9. What did Nehemiah do? He gathered the people together. They prayed. But he went a step further. The Bible says he gathered men with their arms. So while a half is praying, there is the other half that is watching. So tactics must come along. But let's pray so that whatever tactics the Holy Spirit gives to you, it's what you have received of the Spirit. It is what you have received of the Spirit. So surely, it will work. That's why I stress the issue of pray, 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 pray. Because when you look at the passage we have read, he says, when this storm comes, you come to your wit's end. And I try to find out, what does it mean to come to one's wit's end? It means your wisdom and your skill has become nonsense. All the logics you could have put into, you know, there are some things you know at the tip of the finger. But there are some things that happen. All those things you think, this is it. And no more working. That's why you need to pray. That's why you need to call the force of God to come and support you and help you. Hallelujah. I want to spend some time. We're going to pray. But you know, I also need to say some few things. So I've given you the picture of the storm. I've given you the problems that come whenever storms appear. I've also told you to pray during the storm. But when you do these things, what will happen? There will be peace in your storm. Let's look at the next few verses. There will be peace in your storm. Verse 31, verse 29 to 31. There will be peace in your storm. Verses 29 say, he maketh the storm a calm. God, because we are praying, because we have come with a higher force, he causes the storm to become calm. That's what happens. The peace over the storm. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof, they are what? They are still. All the hustling, bustling, all the up house, they become still. Peace, be still. That's what Jesus said to the storm. And that's why as we pray today, every storm under the sound of my voice, they shall be still. Hey, I said they shall be still in the name of Jesus. Peace. Look at the next verse. There are they glad because they be quiet. Peace. It is when there is peace, that's when you are glad. You can recall the story of Paul going to Rome, Acts of the Apostles 27. And Paul told them, don't let us go on this journey. But they went. When the storms came, the Bible says they used their own hand to throw away their goods, thinking they would lighten the ship. But at the end of the day, the Bible says they lost hope. But there was a Paul who has a contact with heaven. And by the Spirit of the Lord, he was able to declare to them, my God, whom I serve, of whom I am, sent his angel and he spoke to me. That's a connection with God that every one of us needs in the time of storm. So it causes the storm to be still. It makes them to be glad because there is quietness. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. They still got to the end of the story. Wherever was the objective was achieved. Why? There was a divine intervention. This morning, I want us to pray. And specifically, I want to pray for businesses that are going through bad times. And when I talk of businesses, don't just think of financial businesses, marital businesses, health issues that are going through hard times. And it's like it's a storm. Educational issues, promotional issues, and it's like it's a storm raging. And like there's no solution. We are going to pray. Now, as we pray, media, can you give me a shelter in the time of storm? We're going to sing and then we're going to pray. A shelter in the time of storm. La 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 Media, what's happening? What's happening? La 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 la. Can we be on our feet? So we're going to sing. One, two, go. The Lord our rock, in him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm. Secure our land, we'll be tried, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, oh, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. La 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 la. La 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 la. I shed by day, defense by night, a shelter in the time of storm. No fears alarm, no foes afraid, a shelter in the time of storm. Is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. La 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 la. La, la. The raging storm may round us be, a shelter in the time of storm. We'll never leave us every lead, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary. A weary land, oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. Four. Oh, rock divine, oh, refuge, yeah, a shelter in the time of storm. Be thou our help forever named, a shelter in the time of storm.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land. A weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is
shelter in the time of storm.
As we remain standing, can you say with me? Every rising storm, I can hear you, every rising storm. Say it one more time. Every rising storm, cease now in the name of Jesus. Can you open your mouth and turn it to prayer? Every rising storm, cease now in the name of Jesus. Every rising storm, every rising storm, cease. Financial rising storm, material rising storm, matrimonial rising storm, emotional rising storm, educational rising storm, health rising storm, cease in the name of Jesus. Can you open your mouth and talk to the Lord? Can you open your mouth and talk to the Lord? Cease in the name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name we are praying. A louder amen. Say with me, every storm, I can hear you, every storm staring at me, staring at my family, staring at my business, be dispersed now in the name of Jesus. Every storm staring at me, staring at my family, staring at my business, staring at this church, be dispersed now in the name of Jesus. Can you open your mouth and turn it to prayer? Disperse every storm. Disperse every storm. Disperse every storm. Disperse every storm. Yeah, they cry unto the Lord, and the Lord delivered them out of their distresses. Call upon the name of the Lord. Disperse every storm. Staring at you, staring at your business, staring at your family, staring at your finances. Disperse them in the name of Jesus. Makaboso payikaza, ika kada gada gada gada. Bosho parika sakaba. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. I disperse you in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son. Kobasika ya baba. In Jesus' name we are praying. A louder amen. Say with me, every storm in my family, in my home, against my life, be calm now. Be calm now. Be calm now. Shout it, be calm now. In the name of Jesus. We open your mouth and turn it to prayer. Be calm now. 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 Speak the word of authority in the name of Jesus. Speak the word of authority in the name of Jesus. Speak the word of authority. Be calm now. Be calm now. Be calm now. Bakasoto lebo shapalalala. Iko soto lebo superia liga dagaba. Be calm now. Be calm now. Eka tolebo separia. In Jesus' name we are praying. Say with me, I refuse to be confused. Say it, I refuse to be confused. Shout it, I refuse to be confused. Can you turn it to prayer now? I refuse to be confused. I refuse to be confused. As you say it, you possess it. I refuse to be confused. I refuse to be confused. I refuse to be confused. I refuse to be confused in the name of Jesus. I refuse to be confused. Bayakadagadagadaga. Iko sokedegeyegeba. Ika sakataria libosuntaria. In Jesus' name we are praying. Say with me, I shall not lack the boldness to pray in the time of storm. I shall not lack the boldness to pray in the time of storm. I shall not lack the boldness to pray in the time of storm. Can you open your mouth and turn it to prayer? I receive boldness. I receive strength. I receive divine strength to be able to pray to be able to confront storm when they come, when they appear. In the name of Jesus, I receive strength. I receive strength. Some of you are not praying. Can you open your mouth and pray? Pray. Send the word of God ahead, such that whenever the storms appear, you will be a victor. You will be a victor. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say with me, God will make me glad. After every storm, I shall be glad. Can you say it? After every storm, I shall be glad. After every storm, I shall be glad. After every storm, I shall be glad. Can you open your mouth and say it to God in prayer? After every storm, I shall be glad. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. In Jesus' name, we are praying. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Are you under the sound of my voice? Your business is going through tumor, but you believe God with me. Haven't prayed. The storm is coming to an end. Can you come to this altar quickly? Just come. Just come. Linda libo otoba zakaria ikatombaria lika sakataria. Your business is going through the storm. Balakiko tomayika zakadaba yanda libo sutoria bakatunteria. Can you talk to the Lord? Yende leke bosto kotoria. Yes. Your business is going through a storm. And you are believing God that this message is for you. That is why God brought this message. Yeah, we can overcome every storm. Can you talk to the Lord while you are there? Yes, you are under the sound of my voice. You've done some businesses, they have not paid you, and you desire to get that money. Come and join them and pray. But you must not make a commitment to God. When they pay you, bring a reasonable percentage to God. I won't tell you any percentage, but make sure you commit yourself. If you are that individual, you have done some job, they have not paid you, come. This is the hour of mercy. Favor will follow you. But you must make a commitment. I don't want to know the commitment, but you must make a commitment which you must fulfill before God. Those of you on the altar, can you talk to the Lord? I want to believe that that's the reason why God said, talk to my people. The storm will be over. Yeah, by the force of the Holy Spirit, we come against every storm that is here present, that has come to this altar, that is touching this altar now. We ask that the force of God from this altar, we break, we destroy, we pull down every destructive storm. Mayakaso to mayika sakaria. Jendere kebo sokotoria. Bank sakataria. Thank you, Father. Father, for your people that have come. Father, I have delivered the message you gave to me. I pray for everyone that has come today. Whatever the storm, however destructive it may be, however powerful it may be, because they have run to you. The Bible says they cry unto the Lord. He delivered them from their distresses. Whatever the distress that these ones are going through, you are delivered in the name of Jesus. You are delivered in the name of Jesus. You are delivered in the name of Jesus. I say you are delivered in the name of Jesus. You are delivered in the name of Jesus. The power in the name of the Lord delivers you. The power of God comes to work on your behalf from this day forward in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone on this altar. They shall come with a testimony. Maya Babo Sokataria. Cause your people to come with a testimony in the name of Jesus. Cause your people to come with a testimony in the name of Jesus. Cause your people to come with a testimony in the name of Jesus. Cause your people to come with a testimony in the name of Jesus. Cause your people to come with a testimony in the name of Jesus. Cause your people to come with a testimony in the name of Jesus. Deliver them from every distress in the name of Jesus. You are delivered from every stress in the name of Jesus. You are delivered from every stress in the name of Jesus. You are delivered from every stress in the name of Jesus. You are delivered from every stress in the name of Jesus. You are delivered from every stress in the name of Jesus. You are delivered from every stress in the name of Jesus. You are delivered by the power of the Lord. You are delivered by the power of the Lord. You are delivered by the power of the Lord. You are delivered by the power of the Lord. You are delivered by the power of the Lord. You are delivered by the power of the Lord. You are delivered in the name of Jesus. Father, having done that which you have told me to do, I release your people to go, and they shall come back with their testimony. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And the people of the Lord say, can you jam those hands together and bless the name of the Lord?